Well, this bill will make it illegal. Well, it will be in line with other laws that we have. There are certain questions that in the course of an interview you're not allowed to ask. And so an employer will not be able to ask for an employee's password and for their Facebook, social media, or email accounts. Now, an employer can continue to Google. An employer could, if they wish, try to look at the employee's wall, Facebook wall, anything that is public. This would be akin to not allowing an employer to make it mandatory that you bring in your personal photo album or giving them a key to your home mailbox. So this is the parallel. You certainly are able to present any type of information. It does not restrict an employer from doing a detailed background check. It just means that what's private is private and what's personal is personal.
My employer can continue to follow me on Twitter.
Absolutely.
That's okay, but they can't ask my Twitter password.
That is correct.
And what about job applicants? Would it be the same thing?
It would be the same for job applicants. It would be the same for anyone who is applying for a position as well.
What led you to propose this legislation? I know there was a case in Maryland, and I believe, and I may have to correct this, is with the Department of Public Safety and Corrections.
Right.
Is that the
ACLU.
Right.
And also it was cross-filed, of course, the original bill was in the House, and I'm the cross-file. So the senator is Ron Young, and I am on the House side. And we were both approached by I was interested in the story,
right.
And then I learned that there was already a bill in, so I cross-filed the bill.
Okay, and this bill, it was as a result of that case with, and it was Public Safety and Corrections, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You're correct. And also, I think there's been a couple attempts over the last couple of years to do something like this, and I think finally enough people really do understand what Facebook is, the ability for an individual or an employer to actually do surveillance at this kind of social media level is becoming much more popular. And so it's finally rising to the case where, you know, you had a couple of people that were did a little more than what they should have, and it kind of tipped the scale.
If I'm an employer, don't I have the right to know if my employee is criticizing me on Facebook or on Twitter, or if my employee is giving away proprietary information on Facebook and Twitter? And can I and should I be able to monitor that and even get access to that?
Well, you don't have the right to know what your employee is writing in a personal correspondence to a friend. If I am writing in my – it's almost the equivalent of writing in my diary. And again, remember, this is access to the personal password. So there are – you have the ability to keep things private. You have the ability to keep things public. And so if I have photos, like if my children or where I go on vacation or what my political perspective is or any other aspects of my social life, I could hide those from the public. It's not necessary that my employer knows this. However, if I post on my wall, then your employer, yes, they will see that because that's in the public domain. And that's been pretty well established. Again, the bounds are being pushed, but as it stands right now, what's on the wall is public. That's considered public speech, little protection. But what you do in your direct correspondence and your private correspondence is private.
And just so I'm clear, does this only apply to social media, or would this also apply to like a personal email account?
This would be an email account as well. Mm-hmm. So some employers have asked is for access to your private correspondence, mm-hmm. And we just believe that that violates individuals' right to privacy.